Biology, Class 6, Chapter 1, The Leaf. Open your textbooks to page 11 or the first page and follow my instructions as I am explaining. Listen very carefully. While I am explaining, I may tell you to label or write certain points on a particular page or paragraph. In biology, we have to do certain things, basic things. That is, learn definitions, one-word answers, short questions, labeled diagrams, and two examples wherever necessary. Before I start the lesson, let me tell you some basic points about plants. A flowering plant, that is, a plant that bears flowers, has two main parts, the root system and the shoot system. The part of the plant which grows below the soil, which has branch roots and is non-green in color, that is the root system. And the shoot system is a part of the plant which is above the soil or aerial part and bears leaves, buds, flowers, branches. They are the shoot system. Now, plants are green in color. Why? Because they have got a green colored pigment which is called the chlorophyll. Now, look into your textbooks. And on the first page, you will find the first sentence which tells you what is a leaf, the definition of a leaf. The first sentence, leaf is a lateral, flat, thin, green, broad outgrowth arising at the node of the stem. Now, what is a node of the stem? Node. Turn to the next page, page 12. Over there, you will find there is a word called axillary bud. Now, they have not drawn that axillary bud for you. You are going to do it. See the word petiole in bracket right over there, stalk of the leaf. Now, the stalk of the leaf is joining the stem. Do you see that? The point where it is joining, that is the point where the petiole is joining the stem, that point is called the node. And you'll find that the petiole and the stem, there is an angle where they have labeled axillary bud. That angle is called the axil. And over there, draw a small tiny bud, which you will say as the axillary bud. Now turn back to the first page. See the words that I have already mentioned, axillary bud, axil, chlorophyll. Have you got the words? Okay. Now, the function of the leaf, see the word over there is written photosynthesis. Have you seen the word photosynthesis? Have you seen the word chlorophyll? Sixth line, the word chlorophyll is there, and on the seventh line, the word photosynthesis is there. Okay, what is photosynthesis over there? For now, write down, it is a process of making food by the plant, but the whole photosynthesis I will explain later. And it is given on page 14. Second column, you will have to learn these examples. The largest leaf, no leaf, leaves which are not green but are different colors that are called variegated leaves. I have explained node and veins and veinlets. I will explain on the next page. Parts of a leaf, a typical leaf, follow the diagram. The heading of the diagram is parts of a leaf. In bracket, write the word simple leaf. Okay, see the simple leaf, see the word petiole, which is the stalk of the leaf. That stalk of the leaf extends right inside into the leaf in the middle, that is called the midrib. And the tip of the leaf is called the apex. The borderline of the leaf is called the leaf margin. And from the midrib, there are hair-like structures that are coming out, which are branching and rebranching. They are called the veins and veinlets. The flat, broad portion of the leaf is called the lamina. The second column, activity 1, you have to learn the drawings of the shapes of the leaves and their names. Now come to the next part, types of leaves. There are two types of leaves, simple leaf and compound leaf. I have already explained simple leaf. Now I am going to explain compound leaf.